The Territory government has gifted 4 purebred riverine buffalo to Indonesia. Just given it to them. It's 4 bulls. So they're no good for milking, but they're heading over to Indonesia to breed with local buffalo as part of a plan to boost Indonesia's buffalo meat and milk production. The Territory's Minister for Primary Industry, Willem Westra van Holder, he hopes that this gesture will also strengthen the relationship between the Territory and Indonesia.
The gifting of these 2 crossbred riverine buffalo is something that we've been working on now for some time. These buffalo represent some 20 years of research and breeding work undertaken by the Northern Territory Government and the Department of Primary Industries out at Beatrice Hill. What we've got behind us are a couple of very superior quality riverine buffalo that will be suitable for both meat production and milk production. And we're gifting these buffalo to the Indonesian government because we want to make sure that the Indonesian government recognises the strength of our relationship, that we are great partners, and that we're working together to improve relationships between our 2 jurisdictions. Now, it's important to note that these 2 animals will go to artificial insemination centres in Indonesia, and they'll be used for breeding programs. So these will be able to service several hundred animals over their lifetime and increase the quality of the herd, the buffalo herd across in Indonesia, and provide better quality meat, meat that will grow faster on the bone, and of course also be able to be used for milk. There's a strong trade in buffalo going across into Vietnam at the moment, very little, if any, in recent years to Indonesia. But this is about strengthening that relationship and making sure that we do repair any of the wounds that are left behind from the live cattle suspension of 2011. We want to work closely with the Indonesian government. It's a friendship we've had for a very, very long time and something that we value highly.
That's Willem Westra van Holter speaking yesterday at the Barama Export Yards. The Indonesian Consul General Andre Sirigar, he took possession of these buffalo on behalf of the Indonesian government, and he says the bulls will be of great value in building the herd over in Indonesia.
This is a very good gesture of strong cooperation. I have been updated regarding their arrival in Indonesia, and I understand that the government there, our team, is also looking forward to their arrival. As they arrive, we do recognize that there are many areas of further cooperation in buffalo research, and the Director General for Cattle, who deals with all the cattle trade with Australia, did visit the Northern Territory government a few weeks ago, and he's looking forward to the arrival of these buffaloes and hoping that as we manage these buffaloes, we'll be finding new opportunities for more buffaloes to be researched together. And as we engage the region with more demand, we realize that the Northern Territory government and Australia will be our natural partners, and this is a real important gesture, just how long we're looking into the future and just how important these concrete activities are for our government. We have a growing middle-income economy. We are establishing a stronger supply of buffalo and cattle. But at the end of the day, with 340 million people, with the increase approaching 80 million, currently we only consume 2 kilograms per capita per annum, Minister. So even if we want to double that, it's going to be a long-term endeavour. And as we face this challenge, it's natural that we have a partner from the Northern Territory who's been with us for the past 2 decades. Some even say up to four and a half decades. And this is just part of the journey, really. I'm not ruling out any possible other cooperations in the coming months and coming years with Australia. But my president has mentioned specifically that the cattle cooperation is one of the highlights for the bilateral relations to thrive. And again, when you talk about cattle cooperation between Indonesia and Australia, we look to the Northern Territory, our very, very close partners who've been through the ups and downs with Indonesia's development and cattle supply.
That's the Indonesian Consul General Andre Sirigar talking riverine buffalo. The NT government has gifted the Indonesian government 4 of them, 4 bulls, so they'll be making their way to Indonesia very soon. We've got more on this story, including a few pickies, up on our website right now if you go searching for Northern Territory Country Hour.